JavaScript Wild. I have been looking at a new way to learn JavaScript by asking AI about really complicated things rewritten in simple JavaScript. Sometimes the AI gets snarky with me and it goes, "Here's your database." But I think that comes from database professors who lay smelly database eggs and spout poetic about data sharding policies. It's a way of distributing one database to multiple computers so that if one goes down, nothing will be lost. But the AI always returns something shocking and beautiful and always educational. It always, without a fail, returns a simple and lightweight answer. I ask about HTTP servers, in-memory databases, table-based databases similar to spreadsheets but more row-oriented, and all kinds of patterns that come up beneath them. And the answers are stunning. I cannot believe how beautifully simple it all comes back. I was just looking at a diff and patch algorithm for synchronizing data trees, and the synchronization algorithm just spits everything out in English, and anybody can follow the code. There may be two little jumps that a person has to make, but it's perfectly readable for a novice programmer. The difference-finding algorithm just speaks English. It just makes a readable list of changes that need to be made to synchronize two data trees. The recursion itself that spiders down all the branches is hardly noticeable. The code is so clean that it teaches, in its incredible clarity, about working with HTML and the browser's document object model. I am not exaggerating when I say all programming books need to be rewritten. Certainly the beginner books, and especially the JavaScript tutorial or cookbooks. Cookbooks usually contain recipes, such as how to update a web page when you get some new data, or even from a user-submitted form. But now instead of plain examples that create code samples, the AI can generate revolutionary code. It's not harder to read, not at all. It just maybe takes a little while longer, but it pulls you right into application development or database development. It is far more interesting than how to open a file. The new class of tutorials and recipes would just contain useful miniature application starters that are just somehow more brilliant and audacious, as the world actually has code poets now. And no one is scared about larger tutorials and slightly more complex code. It gets even crazier with intermediate level code and beyond, for the same reason that there is less fear to drown in complexity and that you can restart your project a few times. In my style of programming, I build bridges, such as bubbling trees of data, which are just recursively nested nodes that emit changes at the root. About 150 lines of code completely shifts what I am programming on top of, what options I have, and where I can go next. And because there is less fear, I fuse and remix ideas that would scare the average programmer, as it would hardly occur to them to fuse things like object trees with signals. Object trees would already be emitting events, and putting signals on top of that sounds kind of weird, but it's actually extremely useful. This is days of programming that can now be rolled into an hour or two of just exploration. Just to discover what it can do, how it improves the programming landscape. What is actually going on is that beginner, intermediate, and advanced programming dropped in complexity by maybe 90% because AI can simplify code to show you what it should be. When AI's ability to summarize text is exploited to simplify complex code, the results are absolutely stunning. Learning the language of the web today has become an adventure, much like an archaeological survey. Come up with a technological concept, new or old, and ask the AI to rewrite it in simple modern JavaScript, especially if you have never programmed before. Talk about web servers, databases, wiki-wikis, text games, and all the different websites out there. On your first day, you will be exposed to things that take programmers years to get to. There is nothing intimidating about learning JavaScript programming today. It's all just wide open. Not a single topic will confuse you for long. There has never been a better opportunity to start learning programming. And JavaScript programming especially will help you program web pages, write software for servers, and create desktop applications with just one programming language. So if you ever wanted to learn programming, it's an awesome starting point. But this age of AI that we are going through now, it is unbelievably simple to learn programming today. It's a whole new territory. It's no longer for the nerds. It's for everyone now.